Appreciate the good testimony, and Sister Collins, appreciate the good song. I thought during that song, I thought of the song that that we heard here last Sunday evening when the called out quartet was here singing, and they sang the song, "He Chose This Valley for Me." And in the chorus of that song, it says, "I would have chosen a mountain, but he knows what I need. He chose this valley for me." And that's true. That's what we would always choose, to be on the mountaintop, wouldn't we? But God is in control, and these things that happen along the way, the Bible says all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And so I appreciate the service thus far and ask for your prayers. And I want to direct your attention to the 10th chapter of the gospel according to Mark. Mark chapter 10. And I want to read a fairly short scripture lesson today. Mark chapter 10, beginning with verse 23. Mark 10, verse 23. "And Jesus looked round about and saith unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking up on them, saith, With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." And I want to try to bring before you a message today entitled, "God Can Do All Things." That would be the title that I'd like to use today. God can do all things. You believe that? You believe today that God can do all things? Say it with me. God can do all things. And Jesus here was talking about the primary subject that he was talking about here was salvation. And he makes the statement that with men, it's impossible. I agree with that. I know that Jesus absolutely told the truth there. He never told anything but the truth. And with men, it is impossible. Now, evidently, there's a lot of people in the world today that don't believe that, because there's people that believe they can, you know, save somebody or help them get saved. But I'm telling you that salvation with men is impossible. But not with God. Because with God, not only the salvation of a soul, but with God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, said this. He said, with God, all things are possible. And so I want us to think about that God can do all things. Now, I want to share this, and I'm not trying to make a big point about this, but I just want to share this. Because I believe sometimes, we in things that we may attempt to do, I think sometimes they may inadvertently water down what the scriptures say. But Jesus said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Now I've heard it said there, And I don't mean to, speak against what somebody believes. That's not my point. And like I said, I'm not trying to make a big point of this, but I believe this is important for us to see what Jesus was really saying there. I've heard it said that the eye of a needle talked about there was a place that was very, you know, small, where, you know, where the camel would like stoop down and try to go underneath that gate or that wall. But I'm going to tell you, if you go and you look up this eye of a needle in the Greek, in the original language, it means exactly what it says. It means the eye of a needle, a sewing needle. That's exactly the terminology that came from. And Jesus was actually talking about the little eyelet in a needle, and he said it'd be easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it would for a rich man. And what he's talking about here, he's not, folks, listen, he's not talking about somebody that has riches. He's talking about somebody who is placing their trust in their riches. It's no, a person that has riches, a person that possesses the riches of life, well, it's no harder for that man to get saved than it is for a person in poverty to get saved if he doesn't care about his riches or doesn't trust in his riches. But the point that Christ was making was somebody that has their trust in their riches. Like the rich young ruler had his trust in his riches. Jesus said, that man, it's easier for the camel to go through the eye of a little bitty needle than it is for a rich man to be saved. And what he was actually talking about here was impossibilities. He was actually talking about something that's impossible. And I'm going to say this, that the way that Jesus was speaking about this here, it is impossible for a rich man to be saved. It's an impossibility. It's not difficult. It's an impossibility, because as long as somebody is placing their trust in something rather than the Lord, then it is impossible for that person to be saved. And so, you know, and it doesn't just necessarily mean money. It could be pride, or it could be the desire for fame, or whatever that a person's individual riches may be. If there's anything that a person is placing in front of the Lord and trusting in more than they are the Lord, then that person cannot be saved. And, you know, that's what repentance is all about. In repentance, we turn away from sin and self. We turn away from everything, and we turn to the Lord and place our trust in Him for the salvation of our soul. But I'm telling you today that God can do anything. And I wonder, and I wanted to ask this question, and I want you to think, if you would, with me today about things that you have experienced. You know, I believe that God allows us to experience things. I believe the Lord proves His power to us in our lives. And if you have been saved by God's grace, then you have evidence of what the power of God can do in your life. Because the person that has truly been born again, now there are many people in the world today, as I said, I fear that they have a false testimony, and they've experienced something that they believe is real that really, you know, wasn't real. But if a person has truly been born again by the Spirit of God, then that person knows that they have experienced something that only God could have given them. That they've experienced something, they realize that there was a time in their life when they needed something that they could not do for themselves, or that no other person could do for them. That person had to place all their trust in the Lord in order to experience that. And so if you have a true born again experience, then you know what God is able to do by His power. But remember, as I said a moment ago, what Jesus was talking about and what He said here that we find recorded in the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to Mark, and also in This account's in the 19th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, but what Jesus said here was, it's not just the salvation of the soul. Now, certainly that is the most important thing that can ever happen to a person, but it's not just the salvation of the soul. I'm telling you, with God, all things are possible. And so I want to ask you not only your experience of salvation, but to think about those times in your life when you had something facing you that you recall, that you realize that there was just nothing that you could do to change the situation. There was nothing that you could do to overcome. You just had to turn to the Lord, and you just had to place your trust in Him. And God wrought His mighty power in your life and proved Himself unto you. God has proven Himself over and over and over throughout the ages of time. God has proven Himself to His people. I want us to look at some scripture that comes to my mind that's found in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Let's look towards the end of the chapter. Let's read some scripture starting with verse 32. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and of David also and Samuel and of the prophets. Listen to this. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. I'm telling you, people, through the ages of time, the children of God have saw the great work of God in their lives when they place their faith in the Lord. And the God we serve today is the same God that these people that we read about in the 11th chapter of Hebrews were serving. I'm telling you, He is not changed whatsoever. In Him there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He's the same always. He's a God that changes not, and He has never lost not one ounce of His power. And if we today will place our trust in God and our faith in the Lord the same way that they did, then I assure you today that the same things can be written down about the generation in which we live today, that they saw this and they saw that because they placed their faith in the one that's able to do all things. How many times in your life has somebody told you, well, that will never happen. That's just impossible. It'll never be done. You'll never see it accomplished. And yet you saw God bring it to pass. How about that? Didn't we have a member of our church not too many years ago suffer a major stroke? Did not the doctor say that Sister Elise wouldn't talk anymore? Remember that? You know what I did after she had her stroke? I went to her house on more than one occasion and sat down, and we sang together. I remember one day sitting there with her singing Amazing Grace with her. I'm telling you, I believe that Jesus here, he was talking about the fact that with God there's nothing that's impossible. And, I'll tell you, when I believe that God really loves to work, it's when men come to the point where they just have to say, we can't go any further. We can't do anything about it. There's nothing we can do to accomplish this. And then here comes God. Here comes the Lord to show us what He is able to do. I'm telling you, friends, listen, men, we have grown greatly in this day that we live in. We have grown greatly in technology. We have made many advancements, and certainly we need to give God thanks for that, for giving men and women the ability to figure some of these things out and to make these great and helpful advancements. But I'm telling you, in this modern age that we live in today, we don't need to place our faith and our trust in the advancement of technology. We need to still believe in the God today that's able to do all things. And I'm telling you, men, oftentimes, they can call for all of the best equipment and all of the best instruments and still are not able to accomplish what they would like to accomplish. I thought about how that I went to a class several years ago, and we were taught about some of the big earth-moving equipment that Caterpillar has, and how that they have these humongous dump trucks and humongous earth-moving equipment. And I'll tell you what, men can, they can call for all of this equipment and they can bring in all these things and they can begin to labor and labor day after day and perhaps dig a big hole in the earth. You know what? All God has to do is look at it and say, let there be a hole there. That's all He has to do. God has the power to speak and make it happen. And oftentimes, the things that men are trying to do, if it's in the field of medicine or whatever that it is, whatever type of technology that it is, oftentimes the things that men are trying to accomplish with all the most sophisticated equipment in the world, they can't get it done. They can't get it done. And God can stand back, and all He has to do is say, let it happen. Let it happen. Let it be so. And it happens. Did not God speak the world that we live in into existence? Don't we read in the scriptures where the Bible says in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and lo and behold, what happened? There was light. God said, let the seas be gathered together, let the dry land appear, and the Bible says it was so. And we can go through the first couple of chapters of Genesis there and read how that God just commanded this and He commanded that and it happened. And I'll tell you what, this is what I believe, the one that can command the world to exist, the one that can speak the world into existence and it come into existence, I call Him God. Amen. That's God. He has all power, the Bible says, in heaven and in earth. Now I'm going to tell you, folks, today, I'm going to try to share my heart with you today. I'm looking for a miracle. In many different ways, but I'm looking for a miracle. I came here today looking for the miracle of salvation upon those that are lost and without the Lord. I came here today trying to turn to the Lord and place my trust in the Lord in prayer for Miranda. I love that little girl so much. And I know today that her family is hurting, and folks, I'm looking for a miracle in the situation. And I know a God that can still work miracles. I know a God that can still do all things. And I heard, somebody said, somebody told me, I was inquiring about little Addie Clark a couple weeks ago, and somebody told me this. They said, nothing short but a miracle is going to help that little girl. And I said, yes, but I know somebody that can do miracles. And certainly when we pray, we need to pray within God's will, because God is in control and He's able to see things that we're not able to see. But I'll tell you what, we need to place our trust in the Lord to work miracles in our lives. I believe that we miss a lot of blessings. I do. I believe that we miss a lot of blessings. And I believe that we miss the display of God's power in our lives oftentimes, because we just don't really trust Him to be the God that He really is. We just don't place our trust in Him to do the things that He can truly do. I believe the Bible proves to us from the time in the Lord's ministry when He went back to His hometown of Nazareth, and the Bible says He did not do many miracles among them because of their unbelief. And God doesn't work His miracles among people that won't believe and that won't trust in Him. But Jesus said, whatsoever things ye shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And so we have a great promise that we can be blessed in asking those things, that if we place our trust in Christ. In Ephesians 3:20, Paul wrote and said, now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, you can read about different things in the scriptures. You can read about, as I've already shared with you, you can read about the time that God created the heaven and the earth. You can read about the time that God divided the sea and let the dry land appear there for the children of Israel to walk through. You can read about how that He delivered the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace. You can read about all these different accounts of how that God has proven Himself time and time again by His mighty power. But in all of those, in any of those situations, when God created the world, when He delivered them from the fire, when He split the Red Sea, when He divided the Red Sea, do you believe when God did those things that He was peaking? I mean, do you think He was at the very peak of His power to be able to perform any of those things? Nah. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we ask or think. You see, God has all power. He is omnipotent. And there's nothing that He does that challenges His power. Whatever He does, He can do more and more and more. And God can exceed. Folks, listen, He can exceed our most vivid imagination of what He's able to do. He can exceed that. Have you seen it? Have you seen, I read sometimes in the scriptures about how that when Jesus was on earth and walking here on the earth, and when He lived here on the earth and all the miracles that He's done, I read about them sometimes in the scriptures of how that Jesus healed people from all different types of illness and all different types of disease, and how that he, you know, was able to cleanse the lepers, and how that he was able to give sight to the blind, and how he could make the lame to walk, and how he could raise the dead. And I read about all those things, and somewhere in the middle of all that, it comes to my mind. Well, we too have seen the miracles of the Lord. We have seen God's power in our lives. God has not, he hasn't quit performing miracles. He has not withheld the display of his power from any generation. I'm convinced that God still proves himself among us. He's able to do. There's a song that says, "You can't ask too much of my God." In Philippians 4:13, Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." You believe that today? Do you believe that no matter what comes up against you? I mean, I'm telling you, there's some harsh things that we can face in this life. I mean, there's some, life can throw you a curveball sometimes. I mean, there's some things that can come against us that just break our hearts. And I mean, that just are so emotionally hurtful to us. But if a person really, truly places their faith in the Lord, he has the grace sufficient to help us in everything that we face. And I don't believe that Paul just wrote that. When I read about his life, I'm convinced that he believed it, that he could make it through anything as long as he placed his hand in the hand of the Lord, and as long as he put his trust that he could do all things through Christ, because he would give him the strength to do those things. Philippians 4:19, I got a few more verses of scripture I want to share with you. Philippians 4:19, Paul wrote and said, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." In Daniel chapter 4, verse 35, I love this verse. Daniel said, "All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou?" I'm telling you something, when God gets ready to do something, I mean, when God determines to do something, there's nobody or nothing that can stop him. I'll tell you, when God gets ready to do a miracle in somebody's lives, there's not enough devils and demons and all the underworld of darkness to stop him. I'm telling you, none can stay the hand of God. He can do everything. He can do all things. With him, there's nothing that is impossible. And I love the account that we have there in Hebrews 11. I'm thankful that for the people that it gave record of, you know, many of them towards the end, their names not even mentioned, but it gave record to us of the things that people saw happen in their lives because they placed their faith in the Lord, because they trusted in the one that's able to do all things according to his mighty power. And today, you know, we don't need to stop looking for miracles. I've told you before, I believe you know what I believe about it. I don't believe that the age of miracles, when the Lord had enabled men to go out and perform miracles in the days of the apostles, I believe those days are gone. I believe they served their purpose, and now they're gone, and that doesn't exist among us today. But God never stopped doing miracles, and he can still do them today. And we, when we need a miracle, That's who we need to turn to and place our trust in the Lord. If you're here today and you're lost, the greatest miracle, as far as I'm concerned, the greatest miracle that God ever performs is to bring a soul out of darkness into His marvelous light. The salvation of the soul is the miracle of all miracles. I'm thankful that I've experienced that. I'm thankful that I know that miraculous working power of God in my soul. If you're here today and you have not been saved, God can save you. Man can't. With men, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible.